Well, 'tis the season for fun in the sun, which often includes outdoor eating, picnicking, and barbecuing. But what do Central New Yorkers really need to know to make those meals safe and healthy? Well, joining us today, this morning, is Susan Branning, Clinical Nutrition Manager and Registered Dietitian at Upstate University Hospital. And she's here to answer that question. Welcome, Susan.
Good morning, Linda.
So what are the things that Central New Yorkers really need to know to keep themselves, their food healthy, especially in the summer when we're out barbecuing and picnicking?
Well, I think when it comes to food safety, Central New Yorkers need to be mindful about that 365 days a year. We've been hearing more and more about foodborne illness in the news, and it's a really hot topic. But I think particularly in the summer, when we're having picnics, barbecues, parties, we could be at a much higher risk for foodborne illness.
What are the kinds of things that happen, though? I mean, what are the things we have to be looking out for?
Well, I think maybe two major things to look for in the summertime is risk of cross-contamination with foods, as well as keeping foods at a safe temperature for certain periods.
Okay, I think that's crucial. So what is cross-contamination? How does that happen?
Well, cross-contamination happens when you may take a raw piece of meat and put it on the grill, and after it's been cooked and grilled, it's at a safe food temperature, and you put it back on that plate where the raw meat was. So you're contaminating the safe cooked food.
I see.
So that's an example of cross-contamination.
That's a good point. So we have to really not use those plates. We need to make sure those have been washed or discarded, and basically raw meat is a potential carrier of some kind of bacteria.
Absolutely. A good rule of thumb is anything that has touched raw meat, get rid of that and bring out fresh plates and fresh utensils for your cooked foods.
Well, that's a great tip. How about things like mayonnaise? I mean, you know, salads. We always make potato salad and macaroni salad, those kinds of things. How about mayonnaise-borne things?
Yes, you know, all of those foods can be at risk for contamination and risk of foodborne illness. Mayonnaise is certainly a concern, but it's also what mayonnaise is mixed with, protein foods, meats, and eggs. All of those foods can put us at risk if we don't keep them at the appropriate temperatures.
And what kind of temperature are we talking about generally? I mean, how do we protect ourselves, or how long can something be left out?
Okay. A general rule of thumb is left out at room temperature for no more than 2 hours. And particularly in the summertime, over 90 degrees, you want to keep that food out for no more than 1 hour. After that, it needs to go back in the cooler or the refrigerator.
Oh, that's excellent. And then how about things like hamburger and other meats? Do you have to use a meat thermometer to know they've been cooked fully?
You know what? The only real way to know if meat is truly done and at a safe temperature is to use a thermometer.
Well, those are wonderful tips. I thank you so much for coming in, Susan Branning, Clinical Nutrition Manager and Registered Dietitian at Upstate University Hospital. I'm going to have you back, and we want to talk more about this. Thanks
Great.
Again.
I'd love it. Thank
okay.
you.